Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at low back work injuries and time off work, and finally a story about characterization of symptomatic lumbar foraminal stenosis by conventional imaging. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 526, recorded October 16th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. An analysis by McMaster University researchers has found that workers disabled by low back pain and receiving disability benefits are more likely to stay on claim if they are treated with opioids. This study of administrative data from the Ontario Workplace Safety and Insurance Board was recently published by BMJ Open. The author's findings found that reimbursement for early opioids is associated with longer claim duration and is worrisome. The evidence does not establish causation. For instance, although the study enrolled workers with similar injuries, those who received opioids may have been worse off. That is why they received opioids, and that may be the reason for delay in claim resolution. On the other hand, adverse effects of opioids on mental and physical function could be the reason. Definitive research studies, ideally randomized trials, need to sort this out. The study concluded that the study's analysis found that early Ontario Workplace Safety and Insurance Board reimbursement for physiotherapy or chiropractic care in claimants fully off work for more than 4 weeks was not associated with claim duration, and that early reimbursement for opioids predicted prolonged claim duration. Well-designed, randomized, controlled trials are needed to verify the study's findings and establish causality between these variables and claim duration. Surf to our show notes for links. The preoperative identification of lumbar foraminal stenosis is important because a lack of recognition of this clinical entity is often associated with failed back surgery syndrome. Although MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, is widely used and is considered by many as an appropriate tool for studying spine pathologies, there is limited data to suggest that MRI examinations are sufficiently sensitive or specific for the diagnosis of lumbar foraminal stenosis. There is a paucity of literature on the diagnostic performance of the combination of conventional diagnostic imaging methods. The purpose of this study is to determine the characteristics of conventional diagnostic imaging for symptomatic lumbar foraminal stenosis. The characteristics of conventional diagnostic imaging of lumbar foraminal stenosis, such as X-ray, computed tomography, CT, and the aforementioned MRI, were assessed in 68 patients in whom the site of the stenosis was confirmed by means of selective decompression surgeries. This study demonstrates combination of conventional imaging techniques to improve the detection of symptomatic foraminal stenosis. Surf to our show notes for details. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Winston Churchill. If you are going through hell, keep going. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.